This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, we're now entering the end game. And a lot of people are going to choose to serve evil because they think it'll get them out of this. I assure you, if you study history or current developments or just have any discernment, that serving evil is never a good idea, and in the end, you always get destroyed in this life and at the next level. Some stations don't carry this segment, so next segment I'm going to hit the pedophile coming out of the closet stack that starts with killing babies after they're born. Mainstream news, bill introduced in California. And you tell people this stuff, and they just can't believe it. By the way, the bill's sponsored by the governor. He's brought the bill forward. And why not? I mean, they're going to make these babies transgender. They're going to go from living to dead. Oh, your baby identifies as dead now. That's actually what they say. They go, we've made the decision not to resuscitate. Of course, the baby's totally alive. It's a technical bioethics term. Unbelievable. So we're going to be talking about that here in just a moment, but then we'll get into the economy and more. And, oh, Roger Stone's going to pop in. He's got the whole Madison Cawthorn story, inside scoop. And I talked to Cawthorn, so I'm going to get him on very, very soon. But the issue here is that he's not back down on the orgies and cocaine that they're having. Plus, it was in my stack yesterday, guys, and I forgot to pull it for today. So whatever you printed me yesterday morning, I asked for the L.A. Times thing about the gay orgies and the cocaine and the pedophilia in D.C. and just all those articles you printed yesterday. Print those for me again. Or good luck finding them in that two-foot-tall stack. I think I split them into a bunch of piles, but some of it's actually in this pile. But, I mean, just you look. You think I want to be up here all day talking about pedophilia? No. But that's what goes on rampant. By the way, that's another thing. I've seen the left recycling CNN, The Washington Post, all of them with the headline, Alex Jones sends child porn to Sandy Hook families. And they go, oh, look, it's always these conservatives that are so against pedophilia that are involved in it. Oh, really? Why am I not arrested? It was unopened email that they requested sent by somebody attacking me, and it was hidden links that their lawyers knew to look for in a meta scan and find and then put out headlines that I sent them child porn. The judge demands any email with Sandy Hook or all these other terms. We send them, was it just 80-something thousand emails, almost all of them unopened. They open it. They find this stuff. It's links to it. And then they say, I sent them that when they requested it and demanded it. And then the media runs this against me. I'm not the one that's attracted to children like you folks on the left, man, you damn devils. Woo! You people are just beyond evil. I mean, there's just no end to what they'll do. And we got this judge up in Connecticut, if you can call it that, this thing that has just cheated us every way, lied about us, said we didn't give him this, sanctioned us for not giving him the Sandy Hook marketing. It's like saying, give me the unicorn. Don't have one, lady. I know you got a leprechaun, and that was when she first started sanctioning us and defaulted us, and now when you're defaulted, you're not supposed to get deposed. But they changed their depositions like 8 times. I already did 3 depositions on the other Sandy Hook stuff and all these other ones myself. And so I go, hey, I'm not feeling well. I need to move it. Oh, my God, we're going to arrest you. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to fine you $25,000 the first day, $50,000 the next 7, you know. It compounds every day to $1.6 million in the next week and a half if I don't appear in Connecticut where she can clap the irons on me. So you know what? I'm going to go up there so they can clap their irons on me, whatever, because at least I'm a grown man. I know God. I'm not like some kid in these leftist dungeons. They're raping. People got God to deal with. That's all I can tell you. Oh, I'm not saying this judge or any of these lawyers are pedophiles. I'm just saying the news and the left promotes pedophilia while attacking the family and the Democratic Party itself. just signed an executive order that'll destroy women's sports. That's what I said. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two. At the kickoff of hour number three, Roger Stone has exclusive information on Madison Cawthorn and his big exposure of what's now being called Orgygate. And despite what the corporate media has told you, Madison Cawthorn has not recanted that he was invited to orgy and cocaine parties. By the way, I've been invited to those by famous people, and I've said no. In fact, I've not just been invited to orgies in D.C., which I have been years ago, and L.A., which I declined. I have been invited to be in the Hellfire Club at one of the two most famous universities in the United Kingdom. You can figure out for yourself which one has the Hellfire Club under it. It's actually in the history books. But, yeah, I've been invited to go and take part in a satanic orgy with a bunch of hot hookers. So that's how real this is, folks. I was invited by, well, multiple times by very famous people. And then I even got my invitation a month in the mail later when they told me that. I got invited to the major university to speak at their famous speaking thing. That was before the real attack started. This was about 7-8 years ago. I refused to take the invitation. They got really pissed. And I guess they've got my MO. They've got a database on me. They know I'm the type of guy that, if I wanted to, I'm not intimidated by that sort of stuff. My earlier years, I'm kind of like a fish in water. But obviously, I don't want to be compromised. I don't want to be in the caves, in the satanic orgies. But it's very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. And the left always hears stuff like this and freaks out because they wish they could get in the elite groups themselves. I don't want to be in those elite groups. But you just look at everything we do, it's at the cutting edge of everything. And, over the years, I've had a chance to have meetings with three different Bilderberg group members off record. And just had one a few weeks ago. And I'm not going to talk about the details of it. It was an off record meeting. But this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And so Mr. Cawthorn has a lot of courage doing what he did, because if you just refusing to go to the orgies, which are just like Eyes Wide Shut, in houses that look just like that, they probably use the same house, big palatial Victorian style, French style houses, or they've got famous caves in the UK where the Hellfire Club's been doing it. I mean, Benjamin Franklin, he was part of it. And he did a lot of good things and things, but he definitely was not a Christian. He got pretty wild. There's no evidence he ever killed any kids, but they did dig up a bunch of dead bodies of kids in his house. Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh, yeah. So probably not a good guy, actually. But lot of stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you didn't know Benjamin Franklin had a bunch of dead bodies in his house, including children's? You know he died in London, right? You know that, right? You know, he was famously part of the Hellfire Club that had orgies wearing the theater mask. It's like you saw in Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, you know that, right? You know, this is all very real, right, folks? So, let's dive into where the rabbit hole goes. California introduces new bill that would allow mothers to kill their babies up to 7 days after birth, and a bunch of other states have done it as well, and New York passed it a couple years ago. Got that for you. That's how these people operate. And now Biden signs an executive order on transgender rights, unilaterally eviscerating women's sports, saying men can compete in any women's sport they want as long as they designate it and they can have full testosterone and testicles. But if a woman gets caught shooting testosterone, she will be kicked out of any sport. But men can compete with their testicles. And then you got Beto, the creep master, the most disingenuous person I've ever seen in my life, out running around with his "don't mess with trans kids." You mean don't mess with the children who they want to stunt and deform and destroy their future and destroy their naturally developed sexuality. That's the depopulation. Biden tears into political attacks on transgender children from bills across the nation. It's not attacks on children. It's attacks on the pervert, pedophile creeps trying to screw up kids and trying to form not just a sexual relationship, but a bizarre biological relationship of deciding there's something else so they can put a note on that, have the state involved to take control of parental rights and a child's sexual development. That is so damn satanic. Joe Biden applauds transgenderism with launch of new X-gender marker. 50,000 signed petition for Disney to rehire James Gunn after he threw pedophile theme parties. Andy Mack, actor Stoney Westmoreland, fired by Disney Channel following arrest for planning liaison with 13-year-old. Top Disney execs talk about they're not at all secret gay agenda for flooding shows with LGBTQAP characters and how they need to get access to those children, how they need to, quote, be able to talk to them about their sexual relationships. I mean, imagine talking to a full-grown adult, like, walk up to a lady grocery store, "Hi, I'd like to talk about how you like to have sex, you know, or about what your gender is." You're like, "Get away from me, pervert." That's private stuff. Disney president, as mom of transgender and pansexual children, she wants diverse characters. Yes, so the kids can all learn about how I'm a bondage person. Well, I'm somebody that's into amputating limbs. Well, I'm someone that's into, you know, this and that. I'm someone that likes to get gangbanged to get HIV. Four Disney employees retired. Judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting in Central Florida, Polk County Sheriff. Yep. Always got those judges in there, don't you? Video. DeSantis accuses Disney of sexualizing kindergartners. Well, that's what they're doing. They want access to five-year-olds. But he doesn't apologize. Elon Musk is right. He says, at its heart, wokeness is divisive, exclusionary, and hateful. It basically gives mean people a reason. It gives them a shield to be mean and cruel, an armored and false virtue. And that's what they do, going after the kids particularly. Teacher on MSNBC worries he can't discuss his love life with kindergartners anymore. It scares me that I am not going to be able to have these conversations with my children. I don't want to have to hide that my partner and I went paddleboarding this weekend. What the hell does that even mean? This young lady, I forget her name. We didn't play her clip yesterday. Find that in the list, her name, for me. I want to play this lady when we get back. She was so powerful. Breaking all this down. This lady right here. Find that for me from yesterday, please. I want to play that next segment. In fact, find it. Yeah, we'll play it next segment. The future is gay. New survey reports that 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ because they're told it's cool to do so. Yep, total recruiting. It's a gang, folks. We've had different parties throughout history. Well, this is the sex cult. The kinky sex cult, that, by the way, likes children, so the pedophile cult. Public school indoctrination is real. Fourth grade teacher in Austin told her peers 62% of her class came out as LGBTQIA. Yeah, she told them to. Here's her actually saying it right here. That won't get censored off of Instagram. And it goes on and on and on and on. But what's bad? Oh, teaching a five-year-old how to get blowjobs is okay, but MSNBC piece claims health and fitness is the new gateway drug to far-right and white people and groups of males and females together having fun and being confident. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to look like one of the zombies that's gone under the whole LGBT thing. Here's the actual article, MSNBC. Pandemic fitness trends have gone extreme, literally. Yes, ridicule the warning about fascist fitness. They don't want healthy, good, normal people that are confident. They want to totally control you. We're going to come back with that clip, though, who I was just talking about. It's amazing. I never got to this clip of Mark Dice yesterday, too. We'll try that. You know what? We're not going to try. We're going to do that. We got all the groomer party stuff in Austin, most hardcore stuff with Disney, caught running child sex rings and hiring directors that are convicted child molesters. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Orgies. That's on record, by the way. He's a big Christian now, and he really is converted. We love him. We don't judge him. He was never into kids. They weren't into kids. But some of the wildest parties ever, reportedly, with adults. He's going to be joining us. He's saying what Madison Cawthorn talks about is completely true, and the Republicans are trying to cover this up right now. I just say bring it all out, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I don't tell the stories I've told on a routine basis. It's so wild. I never took part in it. But I was invited to it as well. I've been invited in New York, D.C., Los Angeles, and to the Hellfire Club at Oxford. So there you go. Go ahead and say the name. Okay. Let's go ahead. I was like, wow, Thomas Jefferson went to him too. Yeah, but I almost did it, but I didn't, folks, because I don't want to get caught up in that stuff. No way, because that's just the first level of it. Thank God Roger never got deeper into it. He's coming up. Right now, let me get to this clip. This is a Morgan Zegers who just really, really, really knocks it out of the park when it comes to who the Democrats are and what they're up to.
What are they going to do when you say that the world's going to end in 10 years and the world is overpopulated? So to solve the problem, we can't be having as many kids. Just seeing the way that they connect all these issues in their minds makes me really worried, because in communist China, they literally forced abortions onto anybody who had more than one child.
Yep.
Then they forced sterilized all the women that dared to get pregnant. So women were secretly having their kids and then keeping the kids in little tents and barns in the countryside. So this is not us like freaking out and creating some hypothesis of what could happen. This is actually what leftist regimes do,
right,
especially when they start running out of resources. We now have the Biden food shortage coming, and this is a classic step after leftist policies destroy a country. After they had the famine in China, they had no resources, and it resulted in the one-child policy. So this is disturbing. Leftism is evil. It's satanic. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised at all that now they're saying don't have kids.
Absolutely. In fact, they don't have children. They want your children. They want to rape your children. At the bottom of the pit, at the top of it, it's just all sexy and fun, and we're liberated and cool until you get in the cult, and then it gets a lot deeper and a lot more evil very, very quickly. Let's go ahead now and hear from Mark Dice, who said word for word what the trans pedo people say at city councils around the U.S., because we've played them from Baton Rouge and Tampa, Florida, and New York, and in Austin, Texas. We've played the clips here. You've seen them. Where they say, I'm here to recruit kids. I'm going to teach them about this. I mean, it's crazy. And you read this stuff. They're teaching third graders how to shove sex toys in their rear ends. I mean, it's like, folks, I'm not joking. Remember Jocelyn Elders, the Surgeon General nominee under Clinton, that famously said, reach down and masturbate to babies. I mean, that it's like, that's what they do in public. Can you imagine who they really are? But I can't even tell you the rest of it that she said, even though she said it. I mean, and people are like, this is a family show, Alex. What? They're teaching children this. I got to talk about this stuff. Let's go ahead and go to Mark Dice. I love the green hair, though. He looks very Joker-esque with it. Here it is.
Thank you. I'm Professor Mark Dice. I teach gender studies at California State University. And my colleagues and I across the country have been making tremendous progress in shattering the gender binary. We've introduced, as you know, a growing list of over 57 different gender identities. Many people don't know which gender they want to be. It's an extremely creative process. The reason I'm here is obviously the college students, young adults, their minds still fairly malleable. But we've seen the Don't Say Gay bill being passed in Florida, and if we're going to truly succeed in the New World Order, we're going to have to reach the younger children. And maybe on a local level, we could start with introducing ordinances to ban even identifying anyone as a gender at all. And if we can stop referring to the children as just boys, girls, he's or she's, until they're old enough to decide, perhaps then we can complete the, let's just be honest here, the Marxist revolution. We can get to the point where a lot of us can shed the label of a Democrat and just openly admit that we are Marxists. Repealing the First Amendment on a national level may be a little bit difficult, but we've seen surveys conducted on the Oceanside Pier that there are a lot of people that are willing to accept that. So we're just recommending the Bilderberg Group, Think Tank, some of our associates, World Economic Forum, are recommending that on local levels we prevent the gendering of children at all. As you know, children will believe virtually anything at a young age. They believe that a man in a red suit flies around and brings presents to them every Christmas. And if we can convince them that there is no such thing as gender, that boys can be girls, girls can be boys, that men can get pregnant, that women can have external genitals, penises, then I think that we'll be able to really succeed in what it is that we're trying to do here. We're going to have to start reaching the children on a younger level. And again, by the time a lot of these students reach college, many of them are set in their ways. Some of them are watching Tucker Carlson, other YouTubers.
Thank you very much, sir.
And
thank
for
you.
For more, subscribe to the Mark Dice YouTube channel.
That's it.
For
thank
more
you.
Information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, It's been going on for a long time, but I've always told listeners, go to city councils, go to county commissions, go to school boards, because it just goes viral. This is the place to go, and okay, maybe just the city council and 5,000 people watching local cable see it. Huge victory. But most of these end up going viral with millions of views, and I've got to put my money where my mouth is. I am going to create a new character called Pedo Pal or something. And I guess I'm going to go down to the city council, and I'll put a rainbow wig on or something, and I'm going to repeat real quotes these people put out. I'm going to say in the great words of Jocelyn Elders, we need to masturbate the babies. We need to reach down and grab their genitals and do it ourselves. Now, and it's hard to say that myself, but I'm going to be doing it as Pedo Pete or whatever the new character is going to be. But these are going to be real quotes of these creepazoids. It all goes back to Kinsey and these other psychologists and psychiatrists that literally were into pedophilia. Sigmund Freud, Sigmund Freud's on record. And just totally obsessed with children and sex and pooping his poop. I mean, and I hate to talk about these people, but when you actually read about these people, like Carl Jung was the universe and archetypes and beauty and all this truth and this awesome stuff. And then all the rest of the liberal psychologists and psychiatrists are obsessed with having sex with their 10-year-old nieces and eating poop. And that's who runs things. It's a cult of psychotic, unhappy, out-of-control garbage that beat us over the head. We've gotten rid of Christianity. So we don't need to get rid of our original sin now. Get rid of your original sin by doing what the left says. And banning the letter Z or banning the word boy and girl and making everybody submit and censoring. That's the new loving liberal freedom, is censorship and control and pedophilia and everything evil. So we're here talking about it. We've hammered this over the years. A lot of people have asked me the last few months, Jones, you're not talking much about this. Well, I get sick of looking at it and researching it because there's so much of it. But now it's just exploded in its latest big push, which is not just men and women's sports, but adults of any age being able to come to your door and, hey, I want to ask your 5-year-old out on a date. They have emancipation, and you don't have any right, and your child isn't yours, it's mine. Because if your children aren't yours, they're everybody else's. These people have a drive. They will never stop until they've raped every child on earth and then cut their heads off.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Humans are heating up the ocean, land, and sea by burning fossil fuels.
The world has to overcome not only the damage done to our economies and our societies by COVID-19, it also has to confront the repercussions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a radio listener, you're only picking up part of this. This is the WEF's latest release called New World Order.
I see a future where the internet is available for free for everyone, and that means the location of power is going to shift. Decentralization of power structures everywhere may be the beginning of that shift in finance, in political power,
We have to uphold our responsibility, which we have towards the next generation.
Our responsibility. So that's the World Government Summit calling for a new world order global government in Dubai going on right now. And I spent a good hour this morning. I got up at 4 a.m., got some coffee, saw the Infowars.com article about this. I've already been following it the last few days, but now it's in full swing. And I sat there for over an hour watching clips of the conference, and it is unbelievable. It's on Twitter, and it is, we are going to cut off all the power and depopulate for the earth. We are going to bring in New World Order. Anyone speaking about New World Order will be silenced. Only those for New World Order. And that's the mind control. World government's real when you're for it, but the minute you don't want to live under it, well, you're a bad person, ladies and gentlemen. And that ties us into the big headline for today's show on Infowars.com. Global financial collapse alert. World Economic Forum forces are systematically destabilizing every facet of civilization to implement a controlled collapse. And they're like, we need more world government to stop the starving. We need more world government to stop the migrants. We need global total digital control. Everywhere you do, we need to control you to save civilization. And then later, we must get rid of civilization. They're the ones publicly doing the policies that collapse everything, and then they turn around as if they're the saviors. It's all oxymoronic. But they've got all these global leaders, government, corporate, ecclesiastical, academic, all up there yes-manning because they get paid off. It is something to behold. And tell you, they look scared. They look weaselly. They look pathetic when you watch them. You're like, this is who rules us? This is who's in control of us? That's the real temptation. Is you're like, man, I could take over a lot better than these people could if I wanted to be Dr. Evil. But see, that's the Christ in us, though, doesn't let us do that. I mean, the latest from Joe Biden, like, he gets worse by the day. But the footage of him, maybe I should air that next. Yeah, there's two clips I've got. He's like, yeah, I'm here at this fake set. I don't know why I'm here and why I'm taking a fourth shot. But, you know, we need to protect the trans kids. I mean, total and complete cuckoo land. And she's wearing the damn mask. She's all vaccinated. She's all safe. Oh, but they now admit, oh, sorry, the vaccines don't protect you. World Government Summit 2022 asked, are we ready for the new world order? Jamie White article's got all the links. It's incredible at Infowars.com. I suggest you share that with people. And they go over how they've got to cut off the carbon, which is what we live off of. And they go, look, oh, ETA.gov, look how the U.S. has cut coal by 60% since the year 2002. And look at that. And your power prices have doubled and tripled, and now the other systems can't supply it. Coal's totally clean the way we burn it. But look at that. Oh, but China and India have made 0% cuts. Zero. We have made 60%+ cuts. Think we're open for business? You know what economic war is? To cut our main power source, used to be 70% of our power, to cut it by 60% is devastating. And has nothing to do with the environment. Oh, look at the symbol they all wear. That's the Davos Group rainbow swastika symbol that they all wear. That's their cult. That's their group. That's their operation. What a system. What a time. And look how sycophantic they are. A lot of the tweets about it are like, U.S. bureaucrats sent this out. Man, I really feel cool. Look at who's at this event. This is who I'm talking to. Look at their license plates. And it's the king and then his two sons. So the license plates are number one, number two, and number three. And so he says, oh, look at the Mercedes G-Wagons. Because let me tell you, they're not getting rid of their private jets or G-Wagons. Yours is going to starve to death. We got Tedros of the World Health Organization saying new bioweapons are coming, and we told you of Disease X. Now the most deadly weapon comes, and then you all die. Oh. But let's play this clip. This is an Australian senator, Alex Antic, walks into Parliament and starts dropping absolute truth bombs about the World Economic Forum, and then we'll show you some of bumbling Biden. But here's clip two.
By Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum is steeped in authoritarianism and Marxist ideology. It's an ideology which is creeping into governments across the world. To quote Schwab himself when speaking about the Canadian Parliament, we penetrate the cabinets. I know that half this cabinet, even more than half, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. It's true in Argentina, it's true in France, now with the president who is a young global leader, end quote. The World Economic Forum promotes globalist issues such as climate change, so-called systemic racism and sexism, and creating an online digital identity. However, closer inspection reveals the World Economic Forum is an anti-capitalist, anti-free market organisation that seeks to subvert Western values and political processes. And they are very organised and very well funded. Their message is designed to appear harmless when in fact the ideology that underpins it is revolutionary and destructive. They train aspirational leaders in their ideology and help them make connections in spheres including politics, business and the arts. The World Economic Forum has consistently advocated for the harshest and most extreme COVID measures possible, including lockdowns, mandatory vaccinations, vaccine passports and mask mandates, despite these policies assaulting many of our basic liberties. At the centre of the World Economic Forum's ideology is stakeholder capitalism. Essentially, this is a theory that traditional free market capitalism ignores the dangers posed by climate change, and so the government must enforce restrictive policies to save the environment, even if that means less wealth. Why then are the forum's criticisms of capitalism always directed at Western nations rather than the great polluters such as China and India? The forum believes that your freedoms should be minimised to prevent the imminent climate catastrophe, the one that's coming for 10 years in the last 50 years, by the way. The central theme of the World Economic Forum's material is what they call the Great Reset, which is Klaus Schwab's term for the opportunity the pandemic has presented to reimagine and reinvent the economic policies of the West. The term comes from Schwab directly himself with his 2020 book entitled The Great Reset. In a now-deleted video titled Eight Predictions for the World in 2030, the world...
And it goes on from there. We need Senator Alex Antic to be the new Prime Minister of Australia. The current one is totally on the globalist payroll. This is a corporate system shutting down all their competition to consolidate power of the world economy to then carry out mass depopulation.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Monopoly over human life. They don't want to just have all the major crops be GMO and designed by these corporations. They want humans to be, and they're bragging, all of them. We played you the clips just last few days from the Davos group saying we're involved in a genetic engineering revolution taking over the human bodies. Just last year, the federal government said we have no jurisdiction over nanotech and food, and so now nanotech is in the food, and major universities have done studies in Europe and the U.S. People are finding it in their blood and in their brain tissue, and it's causing all sorts of problems. And you've got these transhumanists bragging that, oh, yeah, we're colonizing your bodies right now. So everything else was a beta test. That's why the human-animal hybrids are out in the open, and the pedophilia is out in the open, and the transgenderism pushing it on kids is out in the open, because it's all meant to destabilize you, freak you out, get you scared, and get you to submit to every form of tyranny you can imagine, and then some. And then it's crazy to see people finally starting to figure this out, like this senator we played the clip from earlier, from Australia, Alex Antic, and to see the media attacking him when all he did was in very intelligently quote, actual quotes by the globalists. And they're like, he's crazy, he's nuts, he's saying the Australian government is full speech, are alumni of this group and are carrying this out while they're saying they're alumni, while they're executing the orders of Klaus Schwab, who is the head of the Bilderberg Group. Remember, Alex Jones would expose the Bilderberg Group and the media would say it didn't exist, and I made films showing it existed just 15 years ago? And now you see why the Bilderberg Group is so important, because we got their documents. We had the sources. We worked with people that had been covering Bilderberg Group for 40, 50 years. People that had received the brain trust of Westbrook Pegler, who was covering Bilderberg before he even knew the name in the late 50s. And then Big Jim Tucker, who died like 8, 9 years ago, good friend of mine. And of course, myself and others, Daniel Estelin. Got to get him back on. I mean, this is the real global controlling force. Absolutely incredible to be here and to know that they are carrying all this out against us, that they're playing God, and that if we just got the public to realize that they're being attacked by this other group, and this other group doesn't have their best interest at heart, and this other group is out to get them, then it would be game over. But because of the censorship and the corporate control, it's very hard to reach people. And when someone talks about these real topics, they get attacked. They get demonized because they're over the target. But you want to be demonized. You want to be attacked. If you really care about humanity, if you don't want this calamity and this whole takeover to actually take place, then we all have a responsibility to get over the target and take the flak no matter how rough it is, because as rough as this is, letting them take over and letting them depopulate 90% of the world is going to be a lot tougher and a lot harder, even if you want to join them and try to survive it. You then lose your humanity. And is that something you really want to be part of? So by successive approximation, they train people through social media, through the culture, through political correctness, to submit to the godlessness, to submit to the mindlessness, to submit to the murder of logic, to submit to men can have babies and women can be men and robots are conscious and all these lies. So that they know they've got someone that'll go against their own interest. They know they've got somebody that'll help them trigger the total collapse of civilization, so they can build this transhumanist world on our ashes. So you can pretend all day you're part of the power structure. You can try to play along with it. You can lie to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. But at the end of the day, you've signed on to living death. You know, I mentioned this Joe Biden clip where he is more confused, more out of his mind than ever. And so since I mentioned it, we've got a couple of these clips. Let's just play the clip with Biden where he's saying he doesn't know why he's there getting the shot. Then we'll play the robot dog clip and get to all of that. How many times did I tell you you'll have robot dogs marching up and down the street telling you to stay in your houses during a bioweapon attack? I told you that 10 years ago. There's a video of it. Specifically, exactly this I told you. Not hard to extrapolate this out. And you know, I said yesterday I would do it. And I didn't, because to actually make myself see the next phase of this is so horrible and so multifaceted that I almost, this isn't how it works, but it's just crazy. Everything we talk about comes true. I almost don't want to speak this into existence, though I know it's not us doing it. They're the ones doing it. But I mean, folks, I mean, this is mass civilization collapse. Robots taking everything over. Nothing like this planet's ever seen. Here is Biden, again, not knowing what planet he's on, taking his fourth shot.
And I'm going to get my second booster shot.
Which is the fourth shot. Which isn't a vaccine.
I'm not sure why I'm doing this.
Not sure why I'm doing this, he said. Not sure why I'm in this stage. It's fake White House.
I'm reluctant to comment.
Can you comment on the declassified intelligence that he doesn't trust his military leadership since it is declassified?
No.
Did you want to provide security guarantees to Ukraine as part of peace talks?
I agree.
Is the U.S. willing to provide security guarantees?
If anyone ever wanted to know what the dystopia looks like, this is it. I mean, all he's got's arrogance left. He doesn't know who he is, what's going on. Just shut it off. Please shut it off. Thank you. Here's a robot dog. They got these in New York everywhere now, but this is in Shanghai. Robot dogs with loudspeakers enforce Shanghai lockdown. No one's on the street. Robots are running around saying, stay in your houses. Here it is. And, of course, we're all supposed to then go, oh, well, they're doing it in Asia. We've got to submit to it and go along with it right now. I mean, we're just literally inducting ourselves into hell on earth. All right, Roger Stone can tell you that orgies are real in D.C. because he used to run them. I mean, he's repented of it, and we're not judging him. It was consenting assaults. But he's really written a couple big articles that are viral right now that Madison Cawthorn and the congressman talking about this is dead on. And the congressman did not actually pull back on what he said. That's more fake news where he said, oh, he just said he was joking or it wasn't real. Roger Stone joins us coming up. Separately, I cannot continue to stay on air if you don't support us. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying it's true. And we need to fundraise off this collectible coin that's part two in a three-part limited series. This is the Tree of Liberty. It must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson quote with a skull on one side, Tree of Liberty on the other. We are extremely proud of it, ladies and gentlemen. And I, again, hope you get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. And we can show you that. Yeah, there it is. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the new coin. It's going to sell out, and there are going to be no more of these. We held back 300 of the last coin and just sold out of those in less than a day when I offered them yesterday. They're gone now. And we've already sold out half of the Tree of Liberty coin. You could not get a better piece of history. You could not stand up for human liberty in a better way, keeping us on air. This is such a revolutionary thing to do, such an important piece of history to have. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and keep us on the air, and I want to thank you all for your support at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, which takes you to patriotcollectibles.com, or simply go to InfoWarsStore.com on the front page. And there's a link, again, to patriotcollectibles.com where you can get it. And, again, that is a site and great folks we're working with to do this. So I want to thank you for going there, InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com. It is an incredible coin. I am so proud of the new coin. And it is the second in a three-part limited series, and that's it. Only three coins. The next coin's secret. It won't be out for months. This one's about to sell out. Get yours now at 1776coin.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.